Okay, this is a poster about Asperger's syndrome by Maria, and she raised a number of really important points that I'm going to try and summarise here. Firstly, that Asperger's is something which you can represent on a continuum, and that means that there are increasing levels of severity or, for want of a better word, increasing degrees of the symptoms or aspects of the condition. It's been increasing in terms of the number of diagnoses over the last 15 or 20 years, and there are a number of implications for teaching and learning, not least because students or people with Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of autism, find it hard to concentrate, have issues with social etiquette, and they may not understand things such as personal space and so on. So in terms of what happens in class, they could appear to be clumsy, they may have obsessive behaviours, they may have communication issues and social skills issues. And you can look at trying to be very structured, think about very specific behaviour management strategies, and you really have to consider your communication. So it's about fostering an environment that is inclusive, supportive, has mutual respect going on. Other people are aware of the situation and the condition itself, and peer support, buddying, all of those kinds of things are essential to supporting a student with Asperger's syndrome. There may be some need for adjustments to assessments in terms of what they look like, so changes to what they look like, rephrasing questions, so any ambiguities or idiomatic language is taken out and more strict and specific language is put in. Okay.